Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Given the dark cloud that's been hanging over pensions for the past few months, it's not surprising that many people are taking control of their retirement savings through self-invested personal pensions, or SIPs. These tax wrappers allow greater investment choice than conventional pensions, allowing people to invest in alternative assets such as commercial property and gold bullion. But this flexibility comes at a price. SIPs tend to cost more to run, with both a setup fee and annual management charges, and, as is often the case in the investment world, the charges are not always as clear as they should be. I spoke to Martin Tilley, pension consultant at Denton's Pension Management, about these hidden charges. So, Martin, we've been hearing a lot recently about SIP providers taking additional income from SIP holders' bank accounts. So what's this all about?
Well, firstly, it's been going on for some time. The reason that a SIP provider will offer a default bank account is that it's far easier for their systems to process contributions and transfers in and benefits payment out through a single bank account. This account is designated by the SIP provider, and it's common practice for a proportion of the interest rate payable on this account to be retained by the SIP provider, with the balance being paid on to the client. It's a means of augmenting their income over their standard headline fee.
And why has this become more of an issue now?
Well, for a number of reasons. Firstly, as a result of the uncertain markets, clients are often increasing their cash exposure and the interest rate has become more of an issue. And secondly, with the interest rates dropping to 0.5%, most SIP clients found that there was actually nothing being credited to their own client account. And thirdly, SIP providers found that a source of their revenue was drying up because the interest rate that they were trying to take from the default bank account simply wasn't being offered. And as a result of this, the SIP providers' business models were becoming compromised in that a proportion of their income simply wasn't there. And in order to cover for this, they were having to increase their headline fees. Now, these fee increases were often well above the National Average Earnings Index, or the RPI, and the clients were becoming aware of these increased charges, and the whole issue has come to the forefront. There's also the issue of subsidisation, because a SIP that is holding cash is very easy to look after. It could easily be yielding a much higher income to the SIP provider than a more complicated SIP, and that simply can't be fair.
And so why are clients actually holding cash at the moment in their pensions?
Well, for a number of reasons. We've seen the uncertain markets, and clients are quite often trying to shelter away from these, so the cash holdings are quite often larger than they would ordinarily be. And if a client is receiving an income from their pension fund, it's quite normal for 2 or 3 years' worth of the pension instalments to actually be held in cash. Now, whilst a small proportion of that might not seem very much, if you're holding perhaps £60,000, £70,000, £80,000, 1% of that is £600 or £700 worth of fee income in addition to a headline fee of £400. It can actually make the headline fee quite disproportionate to the total income to the SIP provider.
Are there other ways in which SIP providers can get their income?
Yes, with the insured SIPs, quite often it's a requirement to hold some of your funds within their insured arrangements, and the insured SIP provider will obviously benefit from a proportion of the annual management charge. But there are other instances, for example, when property purchases are coming about. The SIP provider may require you to use their own solicitor, their own management agent, or even their own insurer. And there's quite often a proportion of that rebated back to the SIP provider.
And finally, Martin, what can people do about this if it concerns them?
Well, very simply, they can ask the right questions. SIPs have been regulated by the Financial Services Authority since 2007, and one of their key requirements is that clients should have the full information necessary to make informed decisions. It's all about treating customers fairly, so the right questions need to be asked and the underlying fees clearly determined.
That was Martin Tilley from Denton's on the changing charging structure for the SIPs market. I'm Lucy Warwick-Ching of FT Money. If you would like to read more on pensions, then visit our website at www.ft.com/money.
Thank you.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.